Begin the current daf. Masech the Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Begin on an Aleph. Begin with Taisa Masel. Taisa begin towards the Gemara. Lehebi Noisik Achakaris B'chulu. Come to include detaching after cutting, etc. Taisa brings two different interpretations of what is this Noisik. Wait, the Gemara had a question on the Mishnah. Sounds like you're allowed to drink the cup of sterility. It's only Shabbos forbidden, but a person not to sterilize himself. That the Gemara answers is talking about someone that already was sterilized before. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Even Masaris Ach Masaris is forbidden, as we learn that from this pasuk. Of Moch, Bekas, Benosik, Bekaris, which are Tzitzim and Nasal beings, come to tell you that even after it was already Kairis, that's still going to be forbidden to be Menatikit. So what does that mean? So Pirish Rashi, Tzitzim means that Rashi explains, the Kairis, Hainu, Shekairis, Beyim, Mimokim, Chibur. Cutting is just detaching the testicles from where they're attached, but Vadayin Hem Bekis, but they're still in the sack, in the scrotum. The Neitig, Habashanitkim, and Nakis. And what's detaching? It's detaching it from the scrotum, umashlich on the arts, and you throw it down to the ground. That's a later stage in sterilization and castration, and therefore that's still adding more, which is forbidden. It says Taisa Kashla Reed, that's difficult interpretation to the Reed. The Reparik Alei Lumum in the Gemara, Bacharis Dablam Tesma Beit Kama, the Gemara says, the Nasik Bacharis Loi Hava Mum Begoloi, both detaching and cutting are not obvious and revealed blemishes. Because they're isnu, because they're still there, Pirish. What does it mean they're still there? Isnu bekisam, they're still there in the sack. And it's only if you detach the limb from its place that's considered as a balmum. So it's not like Rashi, that Rashi says even nasuk is just detached, but it's still there in the, according to Rashi, it's to the contrary. It is detached, it fell down to the ground. It is detached from the body. So why is the Gemara Bukhari saying that that's not a mum bugali? So Nelari, rather similar to the read, the chorus have the shaloi nechusu legami memokim chibur. Cutting is if it wasn't totally cut from where it's attached. Eladain Murum Ktas is still a little bit connected, but it's cut. The Nasa Kainish and Nitka Lagami, and detached is that it's totally detached, but Elashem Bekis, but still in the sack. And therefore, both of them are not Mum, but Gala, not like Rashi says, the cut is that it was totally cut, and that they, like, so to speak, fall down on the floor. The next says the Master begins with the Gemara, Ela Bezakin, rather told by an elderly person. Shai's going to explain why is that still not a problem about Tziris HaChasiris. The Gemara had this difficulty regarding this halacha, how could you drink the cup of sterility? So the Gemara says, even if a guy was a saris, he still can't do something that would further sterilize himself. So the Gemara, we're talking about, like a Tzitzim Maschel says, by an elderly person who stopped having children anyway. So Tzitzim explains, what was bothering Tzitzim was, okay, what do you mean? An elderly person is essentially the same thing as someone who's sterilized. He can't have children anymore. So why is there still no problem about being Masaris? So he says, no, because the Zikna loves Sirisu. Because becoming older is not Sirus. It's only by someone that it was through sterility you can further sterilize. That's Xeris Akasim. But an elderly person who stopped having children, that would not have a problem about Sirus. And therefore, it's not in the category of Sirus Achasirus. Similarly, Taisa says, next to the Masla, Taisa begins the words of the Gemara, Bezikeinu V'Okar, we're talking about with the elderly woman, or is the Gemara answered by a sterile woman. Here also Taisa is addressing the same thing. The Gemara said, no, it can't be an elderly person because they could still have children, as the Gemara from Yechanan. Rather, we're talking about a woman that's either elderly or stopped having children. So here also Taisa says, here also by the woman, okay, even though she's elderly or she's sterile, but it should still have the problem. Says by a woman, we don't even have this category at all, of even if you hold that there's a mitzvah peribia, that you don't have the same status of sterilization as we find by the male anatomy, and therefore, as long as she doesn't have the mitzvah peribia, like an elderly or sterile woman, there's no problem about sirus. The next taste the master begins with words of the Gemara, Kitnanam, Masnit, and so do we learn the Mishnah, is Bigameu Pilatan. It's talking about that you're sipping and then spitting it out. Shesim explained that we learned in the Mishnah that if someone has a toothache, you shouldn't sip. Because that's Rafa on Shabbos. Now the Gemara asks, but in the rice we learned it's only that you can't sip and spit out, but you could sip and swallow. So the Gemara answers, you're right. That was Abaye's answer. He says, our Mishnah also says you can't sip and spit out. So Taisa says, the Sefer Tiktani. Now, if the Sefer of the Mishnah it says, okay, so what is permitted? It says, Avon Matabel Hukadarkoi, but you could dip it in your bread in no way and eat it that way. What's bothering Taisa is, what do you mean? You could have said, Hu adin haba matzal mishnah megamei obayle. You could have said, even with not eating, even with a regular sipping, it just, instead of spitting it out, you're swallowing it, and that would have been in a way a bigger chiddush. But Taisa says ela urchad emelasinokad. But the Mishnah just wanted to tell you the normal way, the normal permitted way. If you have a toothache, what you should do is what people normally do is when they anyways dip their food into the vinegar, and that's gonna be a permitted way. Although yes, technically the Mishnah could have also said that if you sip and you swallow, it's going to be permitted. Pinnock says Masters begins words the Gemara Leisa Kedaitach. He can't entertain to say this because the Tanya and the Brisa Kolchi Betvila is Tevlin Kedarkon. All those are obligated in immersion. You immerse in the normal way. Tries to explain why did the Gemara prefer to say that Rava retracted from the differentiation over here and not what he holds regarding Tevlin. Remember, the Gemara brought Abaye's interpretation from the Gemara's question regarding the contradiction of the Mishnah and Brisa, and Abaye said that you're right. Our Mishnah too that said that it's usher was not an old case. It's only when you sip and you spit it out. If you sip and swallow, it could be permitted. Rava said no. He gave a different answer. He said the Mishnah told about after you already ate, which that's pretty obvious that you're doing it for food purposes. The Brisa was told about from beforehand. Now, on that, the Gemara then said that, what do you mean? How could you differentiate in Shabbos before and after eating? Just like we find Rava holds by the laws of Tumah, that if you could table on Shabbos, even though seemingly that's near Kemisakin, but because it's near Kemaker, so it's going to be permitted. So to Yom Kippur, even though you don't have near Kemaker, but he holds up the Svar of Hayil, since on Shabbos it's permitted to Yom Kippur Mezosa, so then the same thing is over here. Since it's permitted before you eat, it should be permitted after you eat. Now the Gemara answers that, you're right, Rava retracted from what he said over here, between before eating and after eating, and rather he looked like a bayah, that it's actually, you're right, the halacha of the Mishnah, that's forbidden, is only if you sip and you spit out. And that, the Gemara asks, how do you know they retracted from this over here, maybe retracted from the halacha of Tefillah over there, and it holds that actually Yom Kippurim, you're not allowed to immerse yourself in the mikvah because you don't say hail. I think Mar says no, because that's explicit brisa that all chibat tefillas they do immerse on Tisha B'Av and even on Yom Kippurim. So obviously that's based on the svar of hail. But that Tesis says, Tema, it's a wonder. How do you know that from this, meaning from the answer that he's saying over here in our sugya, differentiating between before eating and after eating? That's what Rav retracted from, and he holds that you're right, after eating it's going to be permitted. Dilma mitam dimafarashasa. Maybe it's from the reasoning that he explains over there regarding tvila. That from that reasoning, that's what he's retracting from. The aim might be on the Shabbos, and he says you can't go ahead and table, can immerse vessels on Shabbos. Mishum de mesikimisakin click, because it looks like that you're fixing the vessel, like now you could use it, so like fixing the farish, and he's going to explain that the asalitful, that maybe he's going to explain you're right. That is what he retracted. And say that actually the reason why I now do tvila's kim on Shabbos is for a different reason. Because of a decree, Shemi ever in the Dalamas Mishas Aram, because you might come to carry the vessel in your hand for Amos and Mishas Aram to go ahead and table it into the mikvah, like Kashar Tamid Mefarash Al Hasam, or like all the other Amaram that give different reasons over there why it can't be table Kalem on Shabbos. Mahani Tamil Shaykh Ba'adam, and those reasons are not applicable for the immersion of a person and Hilkach Motiv Yom Kippurim. That's why you let it go and table on Yom Kippurim, but lay time of the Hail without the reasoning of Hail, because Hail was only necessary for the reason that Rabbi gave to explain why the halacha is forbidden to table Kalem on Shabbos. And then, so why are you allowed to be tabling a person on Shabbos? It's Kemesakin, which is what Rabbi's reasoning is. And then he has to say, because near the Kemaker, and then Yom Kippurim that doesn't have that, so he has to say this Rav Hoyle. Because the taste explains, because all the other interpretations that Rav give over there, why Tefillah came as awesome Shabbos, like Parakasim Yom Kippurim Litzer, they don't ask on those opinions, oh, so Yom Kippurim should be forbidden for a person to table. And Rava, the question was only according to Rava, that he says the halach of Tzilas Kema Shabbos because Masakin. So then the question is, how could a person table Yom Kippurim? There it looks like he's Masakin his body. And at the answer, Rava holds it, that, oh, because of the Svara of Hoyle, since permit on Shabbos, can be permitted on Yom Kippurim. But according to all the other reasons of the Miram, you don't have to say that. So Tyson's question is, so then why do we have to say that Rava retracted what he said over here, that before Achil is permitted, after Achil is going to be Asr, and maybe he retracted from what he said over there, that the reasoning of why it's forbidden to go ahead and table Kalem on Shabbos is because of Misakin. And maybe he says a different Svara. And then you don't have to come on to the Svara of Hayel. So I remember the Reis says, no, it's not logical to say that he backed out of two things because of one thing. As Taisa explains, the Trey Mila Ninu, because that over there is really based on two variables, two ideas. Chada, first of all, he said, Mitam Denirik Masakin. He said, the reason why now the table on Shabbos and all these things is because it looks like you're fixing something. But another thing he said over there, another principle, was Hamilsa Dislehail. It was also then, he had to explain. So then, okay, that only works to explain how a person could table on Shabbos, but doesn't explain how he tables on Yom Kippurim. So he has to add on another Svar of that of Hoyle, since on Shabbos you allowed it also allowed on Yom Kippurim. So that's two principles, and over here, that rejects this one principle over here. That's what Gemara preferred to say, that Rav retracted what he says over here to differentiate between before eating and after eating, that the other two teachings that he said over there, that halacha was based on two different teachings, that should be two versus that of here of one. And that he's retracting from the one, not of those two over there. Then Taisi says, Bimtevi begin to say, Benuki hach brais the time of Gedarkin, and you should explain the brais that says that Yom Kippurim that you could tell in the normal way, which is where we answered the Gemara's question was how do we retract on that, maybe from that. But it says no, because that's an explicit brais that you could tell in Yom Kippurim. And that Taisi has to take a second look. It says, what do you mean? Why is that a proof? Explain that brayse of the Tevel Gedarkin that you table in your regular way on Yom Kippurim, kemanda amet vil bezman mitzvah. Like the one who says that tabling in the appropriate time when it falls out on that day, that's a mitzvah. But the Rava, kemanda amalav mitzvah. Rava could be going like the one who holds there's not a mitzvah, and therefore you're actually not allowed to table in Yom Kippurim. And that yeah, he retracted from that halacha of saying that of hoyel since the permit on Shabbos also in Yom Kippurim, and not because of the Nirik of the Sakin. So then so Taisa's question is back. So why are we saying the Rav retracted from what he said over here between before Achila and after Achila and not what he permitted over there to Tam Yom Kippur? Maybe he actually retracted and he holds Tefillah Bezmana is Lav Mitzvah and if actually you're not telling Yom Kippur. That's just Taisa Vishim. What you can say is Mishim, the Tefillah Bezmana Mitzvah. No. Because of the reasoning of, that can't be the reason of the Braisa. Because of the fact that immersing in your appropriate time, that's a Mitzvah, Lehava Sharina Issa Tikuni Mani would not have permitted the prohibition, which is how Rav explains Halacha, of fixing something, fixing a vessel, or fixing a person. And Taisus continues, and he says, the Gemara later on, the Chavalv Manav sounds like, that Philamanda Amet Tfil Bezman Alav Mitzvah, even according to the one who holds that tabling in the appropriate time is not a mitzvah, that tabling Kedarkin Kochi Betfilas, actually you could table in the normal way all the obligatory Tfilas. Where do you find this? Because the time that Glinda Bryce Ahasim over there, B.S.M., he says that if someone sees carry a seminal mission on Yom Kippurim, so it's already from the afternoon and onward. In the Torah, literally, doesn't have to go ahead and table. Because since he could wait to table on Matim Kippurim, after the Ma'ariv, he could table that. But Nashman sounds like Diba, if he wanted to table on the afternoon of Yom Kippurim, table, he could table. Avagav, the spirit of Tevilah Bezman Alav Mitzvah, even though he holds Tevilah in his probate, is not a mitzvah. And that's why he says that you could wait until the evening. So it's obvious that you don't have, by the Tevilah, Issa Mesakin. So if you would say that Rav retracted from what he holds over there, that since it's mutter to table and Shabbat, it's mutter to osim kippurim, so obviously he retracted also from the reason that by tefillah, you have misakin. It's not logical to say, like we said, that he's going to retract from two halachas, and therefore we say that he retracted from what he said over here, from before eating and after eating. Then Taisa says, when Tami begin to say, the Tanya Beperek Basad the Yuma, we learned in the last Perek of Sefer Yuma, the Pechesim and Alf. Hazava, Hazava, Bail Nid, the Tmei Meis, all these Tumas. Someone has a Zav, he has a discharge, or the Hazava, the female has a discharge, or Bail Nid, or he had relations with a Nid, or Tmei Meis, so someone came to Tumas from a dead person. The halacha is, table can be Yom Kippurim. A lot of table Yom Kippurim. And that says, Taisviz, Tmei Meis, Hechel Tavel. How could someone came to Tumas from a dead person table himself? What does it help? That immersion, Ha'ain Tvila, Balei Hazah, there's no immersion without being sprayed from the Paraduma ashes, day 3, day 7. Hazal loy dachi Yom Kippurim, and being sprayed does not override Yom Kippurim. Tech loy dachi Shabbos, like just like it doesn't override the Lord of Shabbos, like the Gemara says, Psalm of Sabbath, the Sabbath Alf. So how does it help to table? Taisus, once he brought in this halach, he says, how does it even help to table Yom Kippurim? And since Taisus, but maybe you can't say, Shatoy loy tvila, that the immersion is going to help Lin Shiuch Lahazal Macha, that you will be able to then spray yourself with the Paraduma ashes tomorrow, because you have to first table and then have the Hazam. So it says, no, because the Nama Sefer Maseches Parah, we learn the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Parah, that he himself, he immerses at the night time, and he sprays himself the next day, which Mashmet sounds like, Shatokla Hazabim Shatokla, that the spring has to be on the day that you're tabling. And not by the day before and then on the following day. So how could you table in Yom Kippurim during the daytime? Because the spring the following day, it has to be on the same day. Unless it says, actually, what you could say is, actually, don't have to table on the day of the spring. And there, actually, what we're coming to say is actually a chiddush. The yochel litva b'layla, you could table at night time. And what's the chiddush of that? Avagav the tefillah he keschil sazol. Even though immersing yourself in the mikveh is like the beginning of the process of being sprayed with the ashes, the ein hazol b'layla tefillah, because like we're saying, you can't spray unless you have a tefillah. Sazol b'yemi, and hazol has to be during the daytime. That's the chiddush that the tefillah could be at night time, but it doesn't have to be. It could actually be the day before, and that's how you can table on Yom Kippurim for the hazol the following day. Or you know, another approach taste says that actually you have to table on the day of the hazol. But he was talking about that it's the tefillah after you already had sprayed yourself. Because I'm a sefra, like it's burning the sefra. Hikdam tefillah hazah. If let's say someone does the tefillah before the hazah, lo yisrael kumi hasn't done anything. Mashma, they can name a tefillah hazah. It sounds like that besides the tefillah you have before the hazah, this tefillah has to be after the hazah. It's that tefillah that was saying that you could go ahead and table on Yom Kippurim. So Tosis had explained that it's better to say that Rav retracted from what he differentiates over here from before the eating and after eating, and not to permit tabling Yom Kippurim and not that he, from what he permitted to table Yom Kippurim like on Shabbos, because if you're going to say that, you have to say retracted from two things. Additionally, Tosfos explained that it's Tmei Meis that Tovus and Kippurim, even though Yom the spring with the Paradum and Asher the next day, that he doesn't have to have a Tefillah on the day of the spring. And additionally, Tosfos said, or we could say it's a Tefillah that's after the Hazah, that, yeah, that has to be on the same day, and here we're talking about the Tefillah after the Hazah. Continuing next test, the Master test begins with words of the Gemara, Tevlin Kedarkan, that you table the normal way, Bein Mitesbav, Bein Bechulu, whether Tishbav, or whether it's Yom Kippurim. Tosfos explains that it's actually Machlekes Tanoim, as the Gemara brought the Braisa, it says, no, Rava could not have retracted from that, because that's a Braisa, it says, whoever's obligated in Tefillah is table the normal way, whether Tishbav, Yom Kippurim. Now, that's regarding Yom Kippurim, that yeah, that's definitive, and therefore Rava had to retract from that. Tosfos brings the Perek Kamed the Tainis, but regarding the other halacha that the Braisa brings regarding Tishbav, that Tosfos actually in the first Perek of Tainis of Yigimel Al Poligal Reb Chanina Skana Kahan. Rama he says Kedaihu basically came that's worthy the house of our God the Beis Hamikdash which got destroyed which let Tishbav commemorates La Abed Lab Tfilach Bashana to lose one immersion in the year time and says Tosfos Behilchos Hakavaseh actually halacha does follow like him. The Misham like the Misham brings it's actually regarding that we don't rule like the Braisa, but again regarding Mikvum we do and therefore Rava had to retract from that. Trinex says the master begins words of Gemara. The member is that to say the Rav Kram Shimon's relay, the Rav holds the Kram Shimon. Tosfos explains that we're asking specifically for something that's similar to Davish in Miskaven and not just from Olah the Hilchah Shabbos. That is, we learned in the Mishnah that Tanagama holds the Analada, go ahead and anoint with rose oil on the wound. Because it's very expensive, obviously doing for a fool. It's only for princes. Rav Shimon says every Jew is like a prince, and there it's going to be permitted. And Rav in the Gemara says, Halach is like Rav Shimon. The Gemara says, what? Does Rav hold like Rav Shimon? We find many places that he doesn't hold like him. So Pishpuk, when Rashi explains, Lamem is that to say the Rav Bukuli Shabbos, the Rav holds regarding all halachas of Shabbos, Rav Shimon's relay, that he holds like the leniencies of Rav Shimon. The Gemara asks, we find my Schita, the Rav holds it forbidden to go ahead and use that Shmata as a stopper, even though you're not intending to squeeze it out, which is not like Rav Shimon, the whole Tav Hashem is covered in this mutter. But that says, or as the Gemara says, Veloinira, it does not seem to be correct, like Rashi says. Because Dimkain, if that's the case, how will they like Shuyas, and the Gemara should have asked, if you're asking for him just in general, any Hilchot Shabbos, should ask Mekarchi de Zuze, which is this cargo which is dirty, the Rav holds it's forbidden to move it. The Perikam in the first paragraph of the Testament Beis, because it's Mukta Mech Masmias, which like a Yehuda, not like Rav Shimon. So to become a Meron, the Mechalkim Mesir Shabbos, you find many Meron that differentiate in the laws of Shabbos regarding Mukta. Because I'm Perikam Mefan, like the Gemara says later on, Kof Chav Ches Meralos, that the Mukta Lachila regarding Mukta for eating purposes, some like Rav Yehuda, hold like Rav Yehuda, which holds the laws of Mukta. But Mukta Tiltil, Vechulu, but regarding Mukta moving, they hold the Rav Shimon that doesn't hold up the extensive application of Mukta. Now, from all these sugyas, it's obvious that Rav does not hold like Rav Shimon old halachas of Shabbos. So why don't we ask from these other sugyas? Why are you asking specifically from the halach of Schita? So Benilu Rav Tam, it actually seems to Rav Tam, the Mashmalay, that actually it sounds like the time of Rav Shimon Masnitin, that the reason of Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, that he says you're allowed to go ahead, every single person, and smear with the rose oil, is Mishum Deshari Dabashein Miskabin. It's because he admits something that's unintended, since your intentions are not for a fool, only for just pleasure, so it's going to be mutter. But Tanakama Aslef Alatanik, and Tanakama says, no, it's forbidden even for pleasure. Mishum Dezin Lurfu Kav, because sometimes you do it for healing purposes. Vasa Ba'alma Dabashein Miskabin, and he said, and in general, he holds something that's unintended is forbidden. That's what the Tanakama holds. And Rav Shimon didn't make a ma'alma, but Rav Shimon, who's usually lenient, kashari namahacha, he's going to say it's permitted also over here, b'she'im miskam l'refua, where that's not what your intention is, not, you're not intending for refua. Says Tosfos, hashpat z'shabbat, now it makes sense, because we're asking specifically from this is chita, because what we're discussing over here is specific on what's called davash in miskam, which is similar to the case of Mishnah, like we just explained. And Rav holds over there that you're not allowed to go ahead and stuff it up with that rag, even though it's in miskavin for schita, here it's in miskam for refua. And there's Amos Gavin for a fool, but it's the same principle of Amos Gavin. Rav Shimon holds that's mutter, and here we're seeing Rav holds it's going to be Asr. And that's what the Gemara's question was on Rav. Next says the Master, begin the words of the Gemara, Haimus Acharasa din Nizyasa, this rag that stuffs up the spigot of the barrel, Asla Duka B'yam and Tavi, now I'll go ahead and stuff it in on Yom Tov. That was Halacha that Rav said, which Tosfos can explain that obviously they see by wine and oil is also Isra of Schita because of either Malavan or Mefarq, with the Gemara brought. This halacha, you now stuff it up. On Shabbos, you have to because of schita, even though you're not intending to squeeze it out, just to close the hole. Now, Pirish, what is this case? Stimas giga shel shecha, you're closing up the barrel of beer. They were saying, asla duki, now let's squeeze it in. Mishum schita, because you're going to be squeezing out The liquid can appear as Brugun, like Rashi explains. And Machim Pesh Rav Sukh Rabbi Nachman explains the Sukh like this too. Now, Tesis addresses, he says, although we generally don't find that we have a concern for squeezing out a garment that we got saturated with a liquid, we only find that by water and not by any other liquid, like what we're talking about up here regarding beer. Like Rabbi Gemara later on, Gimel on base. If someone was walking on Shabbos, and he comes to a stream of water, the Amar that the Gemara says, what should he do? That if he has to go around, it's going to take him a long time. So, and it says over there, Linchas b'maya, if you think that he should go into the water, Asa Leschid is going to come to squeeze it out. So that's by water. So the Perek Chav is Gemara later on, Kom Benzayim al-Av, Amar says, Harechad b'neim arav. Someone bathe himself in the cave water. Then he's talking about luntis, and he dries himself up with a towel. So it says, lo yivien b'yada. So he shouldn't bring it with his hand. Where Mefarshim Gemara, the Gemara explains why. From the Asa Leschid, we're concerned that he's going to come to squeeze it out again with water. Perek Shal said that the Gemara later on, Kom Benchas m'alav, Abrisham maybe Kadiyam, the Gemara b'yada v'lam m'alav. Gabi, where it brings the regarding carrying on Yom Tov. We have to do it a little bit different the way you carry during the weekday. Only if you can't change, then it's even without changing. But had the Gemara asked over there, Hani Nashi, these women who draw water with a jug from the well for the purpose of Yom Tov, we see that they don't change. It's possible Nifer Sudra, they could go ahead and spread out a towel, a blanket on top, Pirish Alakat on that jug to change differently, to carry on Yom Tov differently than they do during the weekday. Now, the Gemara says, Dim Mashamad B'mayin, no, we're concerned that maybe the garment might fall into the water in the jug. But they schita, they're going to come to squeeze it out. Again, we see that all the applications of being concerned with schita are with water. But regarding, let's say, if it would be with wine, like Yizrim Mashamad Schita, they would not make it such a gazette that we're concerned you might come to squeeze it out. Kedam Perg Tailin, like the Gemara says later on, a couple of Tassim Amad Beis. Yeah, it says, Mesanda Seyam Mesadarn, that you could actually sip wine from the sediments with a kerchief. But and we, as a continue to the base of the time, and the reason is from the ain't odom cheshla say because the person not concerned to go ahead and squeeze out that kerchief, even though they schita because since through squeezing it out and yochel in the kaisim erichem bechazus because anyway's not going to clean it out from the smell and from the color because it's all dirty and colored from the wine and gamay derech leschid begel leserach mashkeh. It's also not the norm to squeeze out a garment to for the purposes of getting the liquid that's inside of it. So therefore, there's no concern for schita. With all that was said, but says it's still asal l'schit. It is forbidden to squeeze out the garment that got saturated with the wine, because the chisachil, because when you squeeze it out, the garment does get a little bit laundered, a little bit whitened, and therefore that's the malacha of laundry. Actually, there's a different problem about mefarik, which is removing a liquid from a salad, which is like a talad of dash, of threshing. Like we find me squeezing out olives and grapes, which is also chayv from mefarik. Like the Gemara says later on, by a woman who's giving birth with Machal Shabbos, and will, but if you could change it, you change it as much as possible. And if the woman needed oil, so her friends could bring it for her, but you do it as much as possible as a change. If you're carrying through the street, you carry Besara in her hair and not in a vessel to change the normal way of carrying. Well, the Gemara asks, but how could you do that? But it's going to come to Schita. So you see, yes, shchita b'shem, and there is squeezing by wine, as we said before, and there also is squeezing by oil. And so tefar, so like we see the squeezing even by beer. We perk tongue, the Gemara later on, the Rabbi says, l'lahadik inish udra, a person should not tightly hold cotton, a puma de shisha, on the mouth of a barrel, of a jug, because the most shchita, you might come to squeeze it out. A jug of oil. Again, the same idea that we see that the palm is chita in these other liquids too. A sponge, if it has a handle, then you can clean with it. If not, you cannot clean with it. Why? Because you're going to squeeze out the liquid, and therefore you're not hold on to it tightly. So, because there's a problem about malab and the mafarik. But again, to make a gzera, not to put the garment into wine or things like that, but you might come to squeeze it out. That we're saying, no, we're not such a gazer by wine or oil. That's only by water. But again, if you actually did a schita, like we're saying here in Asugya, it would be forbidden to tightly squeeze it because that's kind of actually doing the schita, which it would be wine, oil, or like we're saying, beer. Then Tesis asks, if you're going to say, the Omer Perek Basa Diyumin, the Gemara says, unless Perek Diyumin, the Ayin Zayin Omer Beis, if someone's going to receive his teacher, Pnei Aviv, or his father, Pnei Mishago Lamendo, someone that's greater than him, on Yom Tov, you can go up until his neck in water. Rein Chayish doesn't have to be concerned for schita. In the second paragraph, Beda, your Chesed Menav says, regarding immersing vessels on Shabbos, that they eat the nida shein lebegadim regarding a nida that doesn't have any other garments. To switch after she tables and her Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to immerse the garments. So what should she do? She could do a trick, and she could, since she's allowed to table on Shabbos, so she could table with her garments with her. And then by default, the garments are going to become tar when she tables too. And that has tases. We see that we don't make such a gezeira that we're concerned you come to do schita, but all the rice we brought before seem to be that we're always concerned for squeezing out garments on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that's a tase. But what you can say is the mitzvah shami. That's for a mitzvah purpose. That's different, and that she's allowed to go in with her garments because of the mitzvah. From time to time, you begin to say, "Hey, chashari hasam lekanes bebegidah." How can we say, which has some change of gears over here? How can you say that they could go in their garments when they're on the way to receive their teacher or their father on the yom tovim? Or the nida nami, so to regard the case of the nida. In our garments, that itself, forget about the squeezing it out, the soaking of the garment is the laundry. We find such a svar in Zvachim of Tzadidan Amen Beis regarding blood of kachim that got sprayed onto our garment. We say that the soaking of the water is the laundry. So therefore, how could you go with the garments in the water? That itself is laundering. That's what you can say is the davke hechadeka tibas damotin. If not specifically, you have a drop of blood or some type of other filth. Then we say when you soak them with water, that itself is considered laundry. That's what the Gemara told me over there in Zvachim. But in general, just putting a garment into water is not considered Shriya Zay Kibbutz. Or actually, a Matsari Muga Besefa Yasha, the refound edited in the Sefa Yasha, that the Loy Amma Shriya Zay Kibbutz, you don't say that the soaking of the garment is like laundering it, but Davish Ain Kiyim Lichlich, by something that's actually making it filthy. Kamoi Sipuk Baluntis, like the soaking of by the sponge of the towel, which is when you're drying yourself with a towel, or v'kinuch yod menapa, or when you clean your hands in the hand towel, where there you're making it wet. Why isn't shiras de kibusa? Because that's a way of making filthy. So to v'hani shalchem b'mayim v'magodim. So do the people when they're going into the water, when they're walking with their garments into the water, have another derech lechlech. That's not a way of cleanliness. It's actually making them all filthy. It's not a way of cleaning, and therefore permitted to go into the water on the Yom Tov or the Nida on Shabbos, because that's what's called Derech Lichluch, and not a way of cleaning, and therefore that's going to be permitted. So this says, "Tase about Tinik Shalichluch Big De'ima Beberek Laim," a child who dirtied the garments of his mother with urine, because the mother's holding the baby and she got urinated on. Ein lezugalav mayim, you shouldn't spray water on the garment that got dirty, because yeah, there's the shriyos, they could boost it. Someone got dirty on Shabbos, you shouldn't put water on his garment, because that soaking is considered cleaning. But Taisa brings the shama reem and piyam nashim. The re heard from the women, she hit Rabbein Tam, that Rabbein Tam permitted them, litul yadav, that she could wash her hands, and lekanech yadav bebeged, and then to wipe her hands in her garment, based on the svar kimitru derech lichlich. It's a way of making the garment dirty. And the reason why she could do this is because Kadesha Tuchel is Baal Lebarach, because she can't daven or make brachas with her garments dirty, because that's Saya. So the women said, Rabbeinu Tam told them that what you could do is Derech Lichlich. You could wipe your hands that you had washed, which like just like you wipe your hands in the hand towel, so you could wipe it in the garment, and that will then clean the filth from your garment, and then you could daven and make a bracha. To which Tay says, Ve'inya L'ri, that doesn't seem to be correct to the Ri, Sharei Himis Kavenis L'tar HaLichlich. Because in that type of situation, she's intending to go ahead and actually purify the filth. That wiping is actually not derech lichlich. That's a way of washing and cleaning it, because that's getting rid of the filth, and therefore that should be, says the Ri, to be forbidden. So Taisis proved that specifically by water, we have the concern of maybe you come to squeeze it out, not by wine or oil, but if you do an explicit chita, then yeah, it's going to be forbidden by wine or oil, or like we're saying here in the Gemara regarding beer. And so too regarding tzarech mitzvah, we don't have the gzeirah of Shem Yisrael. And to go with your garments into water or to dry your hands into a hand towel, that's considered derech lichlich, and therefore that's not going to be considered a problem about shriyasa zekabusay, of a problem about laundering on Shabbos and Yom Tov.